recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get it on. No choice but to get a mandate. Get it on. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for telling a friend. We love that about you. Right, Drew?
We do indeed. And I know I told everybody to keep an eye out for this week because I got a bunch of crap I want to get into with you. Also, Dan Carlin on my show on the Dr. Drew podcast.
Oh, great Dan Carlin.
Great Dan Carlin. Really a good guy and an interesting guy. So I wanted to talk to you about this Time's Up thing, this Hollywood Women's campaign.
Yeah.
Right? Have you heard about this?
Just a little bit.
It was out last week, and look, totally appropriate, 1,000%.
Wait, what's the difference between Me Too or
this
Us
is,
Too?
This is
you
not,
too?
Not, it's in the same vein, in the
up.
Same spirit of that, and it's specifically being organized by women in Hollywood are asking
Ooh,
for a
wet T-shirt ice bucket challenge. Let's take a couple of these things and combine them, man.
And my problem is that it looks like it was written by a student council in a junior high school or something.
Mm-hmm.
I really have a problem with
what ladies can't write?
No, I don't know who wrote this, but I'm saying that
ladies can't write from
that
Drew,
that they missed their mark in terms of actually doing something. And of course, they've asked for – here. I'm going to go over the different things with you. I'm working from the top.
Who has gotten together and formed this? Do we know?
Gary, maybe you can help me. Who, you know, it's – I saw Reese Witherspoon and Eva Longoria's picture.
Eva Longoria.
I saw a whole bunch of them in the pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Gary, maybe you just throw their pictures up there. I know there are a lot of campaigns out there. Here we go.
All right.
There it is.
They're powerful women.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's the writers and the actresses and things. And so, all right. They're outraged by the power imbalances and all the stuff that's driving these Me Too campaign. So here's the request. I want you to sort of give your analysis, and I'll tell you about my thoughts on it. So first, they request that women walking the red carpet at the Golden Globes speak out and raise awareness by wearing black.
All right.
Okay. Well, that was already underway, was it not? Didn't we already know about that?
That was. I had a discussion with a Hollywood insider about it. The discussion was, okay, black, and we should also wear no makeup either, right? No. not doing that. But no jewelry, right? No, I have sponsorship deals. Like, I got to wear the jewelry. So now you're just wearing a black cocktail dress, which I thought was something that women may have wore.
And shocking that we have political commentary at
the
thing
about
event.
The black dress is if 41% of the women would have been wearing a black dress anyway, then how's that a move? How's that commentary?
I
All right, but anyway.
Okay. But okay.
So they're
going to
wear
that.
Black dresses.
That's fine.
And so they're going to pipe up about
now,
this.
Now, I know you went to LA Unified and perhaps your education, grammar, and writing was not quite what it should be. But I want you to study this sentence. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
A drive to reach gender parity at studios and talent agencies that has already begun making headway. A drive to reach. So here's the sentence. The subject of the sentence is a drive. So drive is the subject.
We're going to make a push for something.
Right. So no, that's a noun. It's used as a noun.
Well, a drive, like I think of it like a candy drive or something.
Yeah, but that's a noun. It's not a verb. It's not driving. It's a drive. It's got an article.
No, this is going to be an English exam, dude.
Okay, so hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's a prepositional phrase that follows, to reach gender parity. Then another prepositional phrase, at studios and talent agencies. So that's all modifying the drive.
Mm-hmm.
No verb in this sentence.
Mm-hmm.
There's no verb. That has already begun making headway. And that's, again, referring, I guess, to the studios.
Well, how would you word it?
We need gender parity at studio and talent agencies. Period. They've begun making progress. This has no verb in the sentence. This is the.
Well, isn't
the sentence
why isn't drive the verb?
Because it's a drive.
Oh, they're saying a drive.
A drive to reach. So it's a drive with a prepositional phrase attached to it, to reach. To reach gender parity, maybe they're saying the to reach is the.
It doesn't sound as off putting to me because I think of it as a drive, like a candy drive.
Maybe they're using that as a drive to reach gender. Anyway, point is,
what is the Schoolhouse Rock?
Wait,
dude?
but the point is the problem I have with this is that there's already gender parity. They're already making great progress that way, and they're acknowledging that. Okay,
yeah, but listen,
all right, so more.
Hold on.
Okay, more.
Listen, there's a long way to go, Drew.
Okay, that's fine. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
A long way.
Now, legislation to penalize companies that tolerate persistent harassment.
Let's get Big Brother involved.
There's something called Title VII, which is this giant volume, a leather-bound legal volume, which with hundreds of laws in it.
We need more legislation.
That already penalize this? What are they talking about? I don't understand what that means.
They don't either. No one understands anything.
They want a legal defense fund. Mm-hmm. Somebody who's taking on prosecution doesn't need a defense fund.
Right.
They're prosecuting. And in the state of California, if you make a sexual harassment claim, your lawyer fees are guaranteed to be covered by law. You don't have to put out a penny. Whether you win or lose, zero fees.
Yeah.
That's guaranteed by law. So what does the legal defense – I mean, it's like what? Now
– I don't know. Look, don't worry. We'll all be dead soon.
I was just so confused by the whole thing. I mean, it was a great intent. I mean, good idea. But execution is so far from a drive to reach – a drive in reaching and reach.
All right. Look, I don't – thank God I don't pay attention to anything at any time.
Okay.
And but I don't bother with any of this crap. It's all nuts. Here's all we really have. Families have to raise kids so that they're respectful of other human beings.
Yes.
That's the number one thing. There's no amount of legislation that's ever going
to
do this.
Well, but to that point, now listen, this is what I want to talk to you about. We need to help men sort of understand what their impact is on women, right? Don't you think?
I don't know. I feel like I'm trying to think in my personal life. Let's see. I feel like Lynette and Natalia have it better than me and Phil and Sonny. That's right. I put the dog second. Actually, Phil has crossed over. Phil and Natalia and Lynette have more enjoyable lives than me and Sonny. That's number one. I'm sure your wife has a much better life than you do. And so does your daughter. So I don't know about I listen to it the same every year on Martin Luther King's birthday and or Black History Month. We get the talking heads on CNN and they explain that we've made a lot of progress in the past, but there's a long way to go. And I always just sort of look at it and go, all right, they never really get into specifics. It's just there's a long, long way to go. My thing is in terms of men, in terms of women. There's a lot of built-in stuff into men's DNA.
Yes,
and a lot of built-in stuff into women's DNA.
Yes, we have to contend with that. We need to start to raise awareness about it. That's as opposed to saying, hey, that DNA doesn't matter. Same. Don't worry about it.
That's the first mistake everyone makes is trying to assume that everybody – look, the same group, it's like a cultural – it's a cultural thing. Hmm. It's the same people who go, we got to open up the borders and let anybody in who wants to come in who calls himself a something. No, they're people, groups, countries, cultures that are more in line with what we're trying to achieve in this country and some that are less in line culturally. They're not all the same. And we need to stop saying everyone is the same. You start losing the ability to be effective. You can't be effective. You can't just go... All dog breeds are exactly the same, and thus they all must be approached with either a pork chop tied around your neck or you're going to be put in a shark cage. You won't come near them. Now, you have to understand that different breeds react differently to different stimulation and have different tendencies for different things and start to study it, understand it, and then you can work with it. Or if you want some change to be made, you have to understand how that's going to work. I don't get why we just men and women are the same. All cultures are the same. It's the opposite of science, I guess, is what it is. Men and women couldn't be further apart.
How dare you?
The best.
What I understand is how you can deny the fact that we differ by a chromosome, an entire chromosome. That's a lot. Even though it's limited information on that Y chromosome, it's still a chromosome.
The best thing you can learn. As a husband, I think, Drew, I think you'll be right behind me on this one, okay. Is you're not living with a slightly different version of you as a male. You're living with someone who's different, a lot different, and approaches life much differently than you do and some of your male counterparts do. I'm really embracing that these days, which is my wiring is much different than my wife's wiring. Much different. And if you just try to assume that you're the way to get divorced is to assume that you're both the same, both directions, and her to wonder why you're not doing this and you to wonder why she's not doing that. If you understand it as a different wiring, it's much easier to contend with.
I'm going to put a point on this. Let's say you were living with Wright and you were gay.
Mm-hmm.
That's a different wiring too, or is that just a different – how would you characterize that? You understand?
I have – yes.
Or would there be a similarity in your background biology that would be a ground of understanding that you don't feel you have with Lynette? Or how do you differentiate other kinds of differences within the same sex? You understand what I'm asking?
There are always going to be differences within the same
but
sex.
But I'm looking at you and Ray, very different wiring, sort of. I mean, in a way.
I mean, there's guys that are similar background biology. There's
though.
Guys that are wired like chicks.
Let's put it this way.
The chicks that are wired like dudes.
Right. And if in junior high school, Ray hit Lynette with a paper towel full of shit in the ear.
Mm-hmm.
Would not have been the same reaction, I imagine.
Probably not. But what I'm forget about Lynette.
Okay.
My daughter and my son, they are wired differently. Mm-hmm. Not even close. What upsets her, what she needs from you, the way she perceives herself and life and everything else is quite a bit different. Now, my son also has friends that are male friends that are different than him as well, but they're different. They're a little more nuanced. It's not night and day. Understand?
Yeah, yeah.
So understand that there's a difference. There should be. It exists everywhere in the animal kingdom. I don't know why it shouldn't exist with us. It's many males, of some lion pride may as customarily eat their cubs. That's what they do. And the moms are, the kids are suckling till the mom's near starvation. You know, that's a little different wiring, like eating your own versus
sacrificing yourself,
sacrificing your life for your own to essentially eat you. And I don't know, Gary, you can look that one up. The ones where, the danger of the male eating. But the cub versus well, I'm saying that's a big chasm.
And I've mentioned this before on the show, and I'll bring because it's my favorite, which is people that want to say that this is all culturally based, it's all environmentally based. The people that claim, look, even gender, 100% environment, socially based, gender, 100% sexual orientation, 100% biological. If you're gay, it's all biological. Everything else, cultural. Everything else, except
right.
If you're gay, then it's biological.
Right, yeah.
So, now, everything else, cultural. Completely, 100%.
I know. It'd be nice if they were a little more consistent. So
it's a little bit of both in all things human. We got some genes. We got some culture. They influence one another. That's the reality. It's just how biology works.
All right.
I'm getting a little disturbed by the lack of science training out there. It really is bothering me now. I'm starting to get very upset about it every day. When I hear people talking about data and talking about anecdotal sort of observations and talking as though they're discussing science.
Well,
it makes me insane.
Let me tell you about a bigger gestalt here, like a bigger there's a bigger overarching thing.
All right,
here.
Go ahead.
Yeah? You ready?
Ready.
I got into. Well, here you're talking about science, but I'm talking about a bigger umbrella than science that now trickles down and affects science.
Okay, go ahead.
I, over the course of the winter break, had a discussion or two with a person or two, and I basically explained, like, here's what's going on, here's why this happens, here's what's created this, and here's why we're where we're at. Uh-huh. And the person just sort of, the younger person, just sort of gleefully went, come on, I disagree. And I said, okay, why? I disagree. And I said, okay, now you have to tell me your side
defend
and you have
it.
To make your point.
Yeah, defend
and I
it.
Go, I don't know. I don't care. I disagree. Yeah. And I said, well, you need to produce some logical something that is going to now bump my argument off the leaderboard.
Yeah, you have to have an argument against your argument.
And her thing was, I don't really need an argument. My argument is I disagree.
Uh-oh.
And you're wrong.
Did you go nuts?
Tried not to. The point is this.
How old a person?
40.
Oh, no.
That's the new world order. That's the new world order. So that trickles over to science as well. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, you need no... Right. Logic doesn't matter. It doesn't exist.
And if you push that person, as I often do, and I pretty much, not in a negative way, but I'll go, hey, if you disagree, that's fine, but you're not allowed to just sit there and disagree. You got to come up with something.
Let's have a debate.
You got to come up with some alternative answer or viewpoint or something.
Or dismantle mine. I need something. Tell me what the problem is with mine.
And she was just basically telling me what I was saying was false. And I said, go look it up. There's a whole article on it or whatever. And she's like, I don't have to. I know it's false.
Did you see?
But here's the point. She had her truth. That's a big problem.
Yeah, no, no, no.
No, no, no. You say no, no, no. That's where we're living in the
middle.
There's
your truth and her truth and then the truth.
No, we're living in the, this is their truth, and we're even. We've had a truth off.
Where's that going?
It's not going anywhere. It's not going towards solving a problem.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Did you see Ami Horowitz's new video? Go to AmiHorowitz.com. He did a thing where he went out and he went into the streets and he went, what do you think of the Republican tax plan? And he really yacked it up with them. And, oh, yeah, the rich people, they're making off great. Oh, God, the rich people are getting – oh, yeah, yeah. It's all to support the rich. Okay. He goes, well, I'll tell you what. Bernie Sanders has a new tax plan. What do you think of this? And then he outlined – there it is. And he outlined the actual Republican tax plan.
Right.
And they point by point with, oh, yeah, oh, that's – of course, Bernie would – that's all Bernie. Of course. That's exactly what it should be. You want to air it? It's long. No, it's kind of long. You make a link to it. I think that'd be fine.
Yeah. No, listen. First off, I'm the easiest guy in the world because when I hear these pundits come on CNBC and they go, why are we lining the pockets of these corporations with money they don't deserve? All I go is, oh, that's their money. What do you mean? You're not lining the pockets of anybody. That's their money. You're taking an inordinate amount, and you'll be taking a slightly less inordinate amount of their money.
See, Southwest last week, you're going to give out $1,000 per employee and also invest in more planes. Good.
Of course, it only works. Can I explain something,
please,
Drew?
Please do.
Okay. I've given you – all right. I haven't said it in the new year.
Here we go.
I'll tell you this. I'll go back to my turbine, although it works on a M1 Abrams jet. I've given it to you before, but I'll give it to you again.
Okay.
Maybe I haven't.
Okay.
If you go to Jay Leno's garage,
oh, yeah,
find the Chrysler turbine car.
Right.
It was the rocket. It was the future. Yes. It was going to be great.
Right.
It was a turbine car.
Right.
And we thought it'd be the coolest thing in the world. It makes the greatest sound in the world. So we run it off of Chanel number 5. It's an awesome thing in the world.
Yeah.
And we tried it. And its turbine is just not a good engine to propel an automobile. And so we're back to what was literally no different than what was rolling off Henry Ford's assembly line in 1907. That's what's in your Audi right now.
Yeah.
Pistons, connecting rods, crank, valves, head, block, boom.
Yeah.
It's all the same. It's all the same. No, refinements, but it's all the same. So to me, the turbine is socialism. It's, man, wouldn't this be great? We want this. This is the future. Come on. Everyone, this is the future. And capitalism is the internal combustion engine that we all hate. We're all bored of. And everyone doesn't look like progress or anything else, but it's the only thing that works.
Yeah.
It's the only thing that works. Right now, it's the only thing that works. So when you're Bernie Sanders and you go, look, I got a plan. It's not quite the turbine engine, but it's pretty close. I think to myself, why don't you head toward the internal combustion engine that works? No. Mine's the turbine engine with some modifications. This time it's going to work. And I go, I don't think anything that's closer to the turbine engine is going to work. What does work is letting people keep their money, letting companies reinvest. And this notion, you and I were talking about it at a party or something.
Christmas.
On Christmas. This notion of, hey, Boeing and GM and Sony, they're just going to take that money and put it right in their pockets. They're going to buy golden swizzle sticks for the CEO and stuff. First off, why do you think we've heard of GE Why do you think GE makes telephones and jet engines and douche and tampons? Like, why do you think GE makes a makes turbines for
Let's creating see what it does now, by the way.
Turbines
for the planes.
No, but the amount of, you don't know all what GE makes. GE makes everything. Right. The reason, but why? Because they love squirreling away money and spending it on their mistresses, or because they just keep growing? Like, every single penny that comes in is a new factory bought, a new patent,
a new job,
a new everything. You think Sony's that way? You think Apple Computer's that way? Like, do you think that's what? First things first, why do we know their name? If this was their mantra, if this is the way they conducted their business, then we wouldn't know who they were.
Because they wouldn't exist.
It'd be just one rich guy somewhere, and we wouldn't know his name.
But what people don't understand is that when it grows, then it becomes more valuable, and that's what grows the price on the stock exchange. And if you have that in your retirement account, then your retirement account goes up. But not because some dude is pocketing it. It's because the company's growing and making more money, and that makes that entity more valuable, so the price goes up. That's how it works.
There is no part of any of these. That. These fat cats want to line their pockets and not share anything. I have no idea what they're saying. I don't know if they have any idea what they're saying. Business growing, employees growing. This look. I don't care how greedy. You know, you can be the CEO of a business, and you can make 1,000 times as much as the guy on the factory floor. It doesn't matter. As long as you're opening another factory, then that's another job. And that guy can decide whether he wants to take the job on the factory floor or not. This thing of, like, we've enslaved workers. Anyone who works has a choice. And the market always figures it out. When I was broke as shit, I worked as a painter, a house painter. I'd make, you know, $8 an hour. If you'd offered me $3 an hour, I wouldn't take it. So it's not worth the drive. It isn't. If you'd offer me $27 an hour, I'd still be painting houses. it sets, the number is set. That was in 1985. Now the number's set at $14 an hour or $15 an hour. That it's always set. It's always right where it should be. How do you think it could go any other way? There's no one could have marched into the garage I was living in North Hollywood and went, "Hey, I'm Big Daddy Warbucks. I need my house painted. You do it for $1 an hour." I wouldn't have done it. It drives me nuts when you say, you start talking about open borders, building a fence, e-verify, whatever it is, and somebody says, "Look, tighten up the border." Oh yeah? Who's going to pick your lettuce? And then, well, poor people will pick the lettuce. That's number one. Just poor people. Whatever color you are, you can be poor, so it doesn't discriminate. So we'll pick the lettuce. And then they always go, "Do you want to pay $9 for a head of lettuce?" And the answer is, I want to pay whatever the amount is to safely and fairly grow lettuce.
And by the way, which is it? Do you want to see wages increase?
These same people that want a $15 minimum wage are the same people that go, "Yeah, have fun eating tomatoes for $4 a tomato," because these people are paid $1 an hour and they have to pee in a coffee can. And it's like, well, shouldn't you want – here's what I would like. I would like the same thing with your car as I am with a head of lettuce, whatever the car costs.
Yeah.
And if you have to add airbags, then you have to add airbags, and then you'll pass that along. Well, who's going to pay for a car with airbags? Everyone, because it'll just get passed along. That's I don't get it. Right now, a head of lettuce is $3. I don't know. Eventually, if you paid people a good wage to do it, or not even paid them a good wage, you just went, what's it going to take for non-illegals to pick lettuce? And if the answer is $13.50 an hour, then that's how much it is. Then a head of lettuce is going to be $4.25 instead of $3. And that'll be what a head of lettuce costs.
That's it, yeah.
What's a condo in Sherman Oaks cost? Well, it used to cost $89,000. Now it's $675,000. What do you want to do? That's what it is. Yeah, well, how are you going to live in a condo? You may not be able to live in that condo. Maybe you can't have lettuce.
Yeah.
But it still doesn't mean don't pay the people who pick the lettuce. Never get that.
Or pay some underwaged under the table. I understand the argument for that.
It's like almost a cruel argument. When they go, hey, these people are in indentured servitude. Like, they're just slaves, essentially, who are paid nothing.
Don't you want them to continue? It's like, ugh.
No, I don't. If you said to me, would you like to pay $4 for lettuce or $6 for lettuce? $6 means these people could have health insurance. I'd pay the $6.
Yeah.
Just like you do with every business. Okay.
Line one.
Line one. Hey, Ray, 29, Ohio.
Hey, Happy New Year's.
Yeah, man.
Hey, I got a question for you. So for months on Friday night, some friends and I have been getting together and having like a game night. So we play cards and watch sports, drink beer. So it's held at my place, and one of the guys who comes has now asked to bring his wife, thus kind of opening the door for everybody to bring their significant other. So I said, absolutely not, because it's a guy's night, to which he thinks I'm being just utterly sexist, right? Mm. So can you please highlight the importance of men just having a guy's night a few times a month and how it's not a crime to do so?
But since they're exactly the same as women, why would you need that? They're exactly the same. Why would that? I'm confused.
Continuing our theme.
It is kind of piggybacking on what you were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
And to be fair to your friend, I'm the kind of guy that might think like that, and yet even I would know that that's like, come on.
I personally would just clip this guy
out.
Yeah. He's the wrong guy for your game night.
Which is fair enough. Maybe he just doesn't like hanging out with dudes. So people, that's possible. Doesn't say anything about him.
Yeah.
I mean, he's definitely more like Drew, I think, than Adam.
First of all, how dare you?
I forgot about that. Yeah. I think I would explain that it makes... Let me explain something. When a child is molested, they don't put them up in front of the jury and the accuser and everything. They go to a separate room. And they have a camera in there, and it's piped into the courtroom because the child would feel uncomfortable explaining what his babysitter did to him while the weirdo is sitting there in front of them, right? Yep. Explain that his wife is that weirdo that's in the room and that you guys are all kids who've been molested who want to be able to speak freely, but you don't know. You don't know if you can express yourself.
Well, especially now when there's real stakes to making somebody feel threatened or whatever. You know?
Yes. Yes, and also explain that it's healthy. Not full time once in a while.
Too.
Yes, they should do it once in a while.
They're the same as men. Why would they need to be separated like that? What the hell? Why? How dare you, Adam?
Well, we won't stop. We can't stop. Just can't stop. Can't stop. It's all progress.
But again, since logic and reason bears no issue,
right?
Why should we even argue about it?
Now.
Because it's the same. We're the same, and we need to be separate.
Well,
because we're the same, but different same.
Here's something you can't argue with. True Car, MSRP. Yeah, you might know what it stands for. Manufacturer Suggested Retail Price. Okay. Well, what does it mean? Same goes for invoice, list price, dealer price. It's very confusing. Introducing True Price from True Car. Know exactly what you'll pay, including fees and accessories, before you get to the dealership. You know exactly what you're paying because you go with True Price. It's a great price because True Car shows you what other people paid for the same car, apples to apples, and then you get the car you want. You use their certified dealers. You set their True Price competitively. So their businesses at True Car, they're certified dealers, they have to compete with each other. So obviously, they want to be the most attractive, and thus the price goes down.
Ooh, interesting.
We're talking about this.
Yeah, that's how that works.
The government should just set the prices for all cars.
Oh,
right?
Boy.
Well, hold on.
That's the same logic.
You go to those Eastern Bloc countries, they have awesome cars. Like East Germany used to have an awesome car in the Soviet Union. Anyway. That's what you do. It's True Car. Whether it's new or used, you go to True Car. You enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features not available in all states. True Car. All right, Drewski, let's see. I'll tell you guys, live basic cable commentary, Thursday, January 25th, Irvine Improv, Cobra up on stage. You're going to love that. That's at 8 p.m. And then Oxnard Levity Live will do I think we'll do Red Dawn, but we'll figure this out. Go to AdamCarolla.com and Carolla Drinks. I had a Lynette over there. And get yourself some Buck Slips. Be a winner, man. And Chassis as well. See all the movies we have. What do you got, Drew?
Go to DrDrew.com. Check out the family of pods there. Got some good stuff coming up. Got Rude Jude and Ginger Gonzaga. And, Adam, you've not mentioned the Buck Slips in a while.
Get those Buck Slips.
My favorite product.
They're the best. The best. So, and I got the blue ones now. Got the white ones.
What?
And the blue ones.
Blue Buck Slips.
I started making different colors because I wanted the ones for business, stuff I needed to do, you know, business-wise.
I get it.
So, until next time, Adam Crawford, Dr. Drew, say mahalo.